Do we understand? Some of us do. I know I do personally from seminary and such, and the life after seminary, and a little bit even now. The stress that it causes in a family's life, in a relationship between husband and wife, in parenting, the stress that is caused by debt. Do you understand? Have you ever considered, if I can just dream, I'm going to dream, all right, Marge? If everyone in this church was debt-free, boy, there'd be a lot of people joining, wouldn't there? Yeah. Sorry, my ADD kicked in there. If everyone in this church was debt-free, do you understand the mission work, the healing that we could do in this community? Can you imagine how free we would be to worship on Sunday morning because we don't have to worry about where the next meal or the next diapers or the next how we're going to pay our hospital bill? Some of us, unfortunately, would have in this day and age would probably have to worry about hospital bills because they're so outlandish. But you hear what I'm saying? How much freer we would be if everyone, think about if all of Christendom was debt-free. You see, we could give to this church, or people could give to their church, and we wouldn't have to feel bad about it, would we? We wouldn't have to wonder if we were going to be able to make it through the month by paying our tithe to our church. That what the Bible asks us to give, 10% of what we bring into our household. We wouldn't have to feel angry or bad about that, would we? Because we were debt-free. You realize how our spiritual health, we could sit down in our prayer chair and pray about the people in our church, about the soldiers, about people with health issues. And we wouldn't have that voice in the back of our head calculating out. Does anybody else do this, or is this just Eric? Voice in the back of your head calculating out while you're trying to pray to God. How are you going to make it this month? You see, our scripture for this morning says, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. You know, I know from personal experience that is true. That really is true. If you have loans, including credit card debt, you are slave to that lender, and you know it. You feel it in your bones. It is with you every moment of every day. Very seldom do you forget about it. And if you do, man, it's right back there about as quick as it left. Isn't it? Am I off base here? Every month when you write checks out for your credit cards and other loans, and there is more month left at the end of your money, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts. You are very aware of the hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars that are going out because of debt, and it bothers you deeper than you probably even know, than I probably even know. It shapes who we are. And not only does it shape who we are, it shapes our children and the way they think about money and the way they use money. Because whether we realize it or not, we are teaching our children how to think and how to use money. You hear what I'm saying? We are a slave to our lenders. It affects every aspect of your life and creates stress in every part of your life, including your marriage, your parenting, your job, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand. I am not against loans. But we have to be responsible about what we really can spend on a monthly basis.